This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
The horn sounds. Catching up with Coonan is fueled by Georgia Natural Gas. Georgia Natural Gas keeps it simple with great rates and reliable service. So get our lowest rate of the year at GNG.com. Because these days, simple is just what you need. And Kumho Tire, proud partner of the Atlanta Hawks.
Steve Coonan, do you think Draymond Green is drawing these technicals because there is an agenda? Okay, don't answer that. How are you, sir? How are you doing?
I'm good. That's an interesting question.
It is, right? Because Draymond was upset after drawing another tech where he's like, there's an agenda. They're making me out to be this crazy guy. Mike, he kind of is, isn't he? I mean, that's how Draymond acts sometimes.
Yeah, and I know that race got into it on some of the ESPN shows and other guys. But, I mean, to me, it doesn't have to be racial. It can be just Bill Laimbeer was a jerk. Draymond is a jerk.
You can be crazy.
I mean, sometimes he goes a little cuckoo. Rodman was that way. But Laimbeer, if you want to make it a white guy thing so you can compare and contrast, you know, you don't have to go down that road. I think he gets caught up in the emotion. It's almost like, and Steve, I know because I've been that guy too from time to time. You want unhinged? I'll give you unhinged.
I actually think it's all part of his plan. I think he wants people to think he's unhinged,
right.
And I think he's trying to take people out of their game. And I think the Pistons, the Bad Boys, are a beautiful analogy to this. I think everything Draymond does is calculated. I think he's incredibly bright. I think he knows what he's doing. I also think he gets away with more than any player in the league. Mm. I mean, I think it was game one. They showed a close-up of him just F-bombing the ref. Nuts. And then we see Trey, who makes a look at somebody, and he's out of the game.
It's true. This is true. Now, Steve Coonan, you're right about that, because that's the issue that I have. And then when he stands up to say something, it's like, oh, he's being disrespectful. Are you serious? Like, are you watching Luka? Are you watching Draymond? I totally agree with you. Steve Coonan, Hawks CEO. All right, let me ask you this, because this is how I feel. And look, if you're a casual NBA fan and this is the time that you watch, these games have been entertaining. These playoffs have been. Who had the Knicks up in their series? Who had Indiana up on Cleveland? Like, this has been fun.
Both of those series combined have had 3 20-point fourth quarter comebacks. That doesn't happen.
Yeah.
That doesn't happen. So I don't know what's going on, but it's kind of, why are the teams in the lead falling apart like that? Well, what did the Knicks outscore them, like 38-19 in the fourth quarter and beat the Celtics at home?
Yeah. I mean, look, right. the comebacks by the Knicks, and here's the thing. To say that the Celtics are the better team, do I feel like they are? Yeah. But they haven't won these games. It comes down to these clutch plays, and it felt like the Celtics right now, they're just tight.
You know, even though we're family radio, I think the sphincter tightens for the Knicks starting tomorrow.
Oh.
Because you go back to Boston tied 2-2, you're not going to win this series.
No, you're right.
The Knicks have to win at least one.
But I just think, honestly, Tatum, we know he's a star and one of the highest, if the highest paid guy in the league, if not. But it's just sometimes I wonder from a leadership standpoint. We joked around about LeBron famously years ago in Cleveland with Dave Blatt, the coach from Israel, going, no, he drew up a play. I squashed it. I just like to see somebody at Boston go, you know, coach, we can get to the rack. We don't have to settle for 3-point shots. And it kind of the larger picture, maybe, Steve, it'll be a reckoning for all the stupid analytics nonsense, which drives some people crazy of the regular season games of end-to-end clanging threes.
Yeah, and I also think Tatum might be hurt worse than we thought in the Orlando series. He hurt his wrist, and if you remember, I think missed Game 3. So he might have a little hitch in his giddy up. And then, you know, when Anthony Edwards went down last night, I was like, oh, no, Steph and Edwards out. No, no, no. So I'm hoping. I don't know how you come back from a hamstring. I don't know how you play till you're 37 years old and have never pulled a hamstring before. I pulled my hamstring getting into the car. So, you know, it's kind of remarkable. But if Steph doesn't come back, that series is probably over.
How are you guys viewing? Mike just was talking to me about the draft lottery. We got a 3%, you know, chance of getting that first pick. But for those folks.
No, we don't.
Well, right.
No. That's wrong.
Well,
if Sacramento gets the first pick, we don't get the pick.
Right.
I was going to explain that.
Please, Steve.
But no,
I was gonna,
bad.
No,
bad,
no.
Bad.
I was going to say, Hawks currently have 2 first-round picks.
If.
But yes, but no chance for the first pick in the draft.
Okay.
No chances here.
The pick
is
going
to be his 13th.
The pick is going to head to the Spurs. That's part of the compensation, one of them at least.
Which is 14th.
Right, which is DeJounte Murray. The other pick, right, is from the
Sacramento?
Kings for the Kevin Herter deal. And so,
correct,
as we lay this out, just saying, that's why when you read this and you see it, guys get, oh, man, we got a chance. So say that again, Steve, so everybody's clear. The lowest
so the
we could pick.
Protections with Sacramento were 1 through 12. They retained the pick. Until the lottery's held Monday night, nobody has the official draft order. Sacramento has a 3% chance of it landing in the top 4. And if they do, we don't get the pick and it reverts to second round picks next year, which is not what we want.
No, that's not.
We have a 97% chance of that conveying to us, and that's what we want.
Okay. So, and if that happens, then we would pick at what? What, at least right
13th
now?
13th and 22nd is what the statistics say we have a 90%+ chance of doing.
Okay.
So 13th and 22nd, 22nd being the Lakers pick via New Orleans.
And we package that and go get Zion.
Steve, by the way, as an NBA official, not a referee, but a guy who works in the league, he can't comment, Carl.
Oh, my bad. My bad. I'm sorry.
And by the way,
because that's what fans keep telling me.
If we bring, why?
That's what they keep telling me.
You guys, stop talking about Zion again. If we're going to get him here, he's going to miss 50 games a year. Steve, don't comment on this. But I mean, it's a waste of time.
Don't worry. Don't worry.
It's amazing how people just fixate on the names.
Yeah.
You know, the names.
Yeah.
I get it. When he's healthy, the production is great, but he's never healthy.
Well, Mike, I'm sorry. I apologize. We're going to package those picks and go get Kevin Durant. What?
Yes. No, that's
this is the other thing I keep hearing.
No, we actually have
what people need to understand in the NBA, you have to trade equivalent salaries.
Right.
So two picks have zero salary attached to them. Kevin Durant is $56
million.
That would be some fine draft pick.
There's a tall guy in Minnesota and a tall guy on Indiana. And one guy has a player options, but I would love to see some height. You know, a 5. We can talk about that, Steve. I would love to see a rim protector and then, you know, give Double O just kind of play the 4.
That probably will be much more realistic in free agency and trades with hopefully some help from the draft. But.
Yeah.
Again, I don't see another rookie breaking into our starting lineup, but hey, you never know.
No, it's a great point. All right, Steve Kuhn, Hawks CEO. We got about 90 seconds here left with you. We get a chance to talk to him each and every week, guys, throughout the offseason, because really the NBA, like the NFL, doesn't stop. We're talking about the draft lottery. We'll be talking about the draft before you know it, the NBA finals all the way through, and then the offseason gets very interesting. There is no other league, including the NFL, that has more movement than the NBA. And you're going to see it again this offseason, which gets us to, you know, the question Mike's talking about. Where are we in our search for a new president of basketball ops?
So we have had 9 interviews over the past 2 weeks. And one of the things you have to understand is like, why is it taking so long? Well, if you want to speak to somebody who is with another team, you have to get permission. Remember, these other 29 teams are our partners. You don't just go raiding their roster of people. Okay. Number one, if you want to talk to people who are still in the playoffs, usually they'll say you can have permission to talk, but it's after the playoffs. We're making real progress. We've met some really interesting people. We've had some great conversations. Everyone is enamored with these three young wings that we have, and Dyson, Zachary, and Jalen Johnson. And so there have been real fruitful conversations, but you know, we've got to do it right. And there's a lot of people we want to talk to who won't be available for a few days or so, possibly a week or two. So that's as transparent and honest as I can be.
All right. So as we said, we've talked about it. I mean, again, I could put words in Steve's mouth, but talk to some guys from some teams who've done some interesting things quickly and have found the right pieces, and they've done it, you know, and because, you know, the old knock, Steve, was if you don't get it right, the Sixers, the process, it just seems like it could take a decade to get it right. So we're hopefully getting the right guys in here because we've got a core.
We're not rebuilding. We're not rebuilding.
Right. And no, you're just going to accentuate the positive.
Exactly. Do you want to sing that song together?
You got accents. Come on, Carl. Straight the positive. No deal. Missed the negative.
There you go.
It's a good song, too.
Right on.
Steve Coonan, thank you.
Lyricist.
Next week, we sing Woody Guthrie with Steve Coonan.
Have a great weekend, and we will talk to you soon, guys. And by the way,
happy Mother's Day to everybody.
Yes, right absolutely. On. You too, your wonderful wife as well. Thank you, Steve.
Take care.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
All right, that's Steve Coonan, Hawks CEO.
This was Catching Up with Coonan. Catching Up with Coonan is fueled by Georgia Natural Gas. Georgia Natural Gas keeps it simple with great rates and reliable service. So get our lowest rate of the year at GNG.com because these days, simple is just what you need. And Kumho Tire, proud partner of the Atlanta Hawks.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. A new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like
we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because, like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.